You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Like three of your favourite bands on the whole wide world and the whole of time somehow meld together and become like a super duper group. You get excited and you make much silly carry on, lots of noise, lots of glee and lots of listening because Prophets of Rage grew out of the 2016 election, and on the line is Be Real of Cypress Hill and Prophets of Rage. Hi Be Real, what a pleasure it is to speak to you on BFM.
Thanks for having me. I'm good.
You guys are coming out to play here on the 20th of March at Spark Arena. For people who don't know, Prophets of Rage is a combination of Rage Against the Machine, with three guys from Rage Against the Machine, one guy from Public Enemy, and one guy from Cypress Hill. That's you. What a super powerful group that is. And born because of the Trump.
It's actually two guys from Public Enemy, which is Chuck.
Oh, sorry.
DJ Lord.
I forgot DJ Lord.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to head out there and play, you know, some of our music, the old school style and what we're doing now. And yeah, it was definitely sparked from not just Trump, but, you know, the presidential debates that went on that led to him becoming president. You know, it was pretty much a red flag for all of us, right? And Tom Morello heard that Trump and Bernie Sanders were raging against the machine, as
that's right, yeah,
said by some news outlet, and that sort of enraged him. And it sparked the idea to bring this music back, and with a twist in terms of bringing Chuck and I into the fold and creating a whole new band called Prophets of Rage. And we were all excited, you know, at the way that it sounded, but once we really started playing together after, you know, months and months of rehearsals, and we finally played the first gigs, we knew we had something special, and it just went from there, man. And here we are on the verge of heading over your way and rocking out.
It must be quite an unusual feeling when you're putting the band together. I mean, it must be exciting to get that first phone call. But you guys all have such powerful and legendary acts, you know, and yourselves, that I guess, you know, you didn't want to step on Rage Against the Machine's toes. They didn't want to step on Cypress Hill's toes. Cypress Hill didn't want to step on Public Enemy's toes. Public Enemy didn't want to be seen stepping on Rage Against the Machine. It must have been a weird dynamic initially. Must have been exciting when it finally just clicked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've all been fans of each other, you know, for many years. I mean, since day one, I think, you know, we were listening to Public Enemy before we formed Cypress Hill. So they were a big influence on us. And I believe Rage Against the Machine, you know, was the same, in the same in that way. You know, they were one of the main hip hop bands they were listening to, along with Cypress Hill. And you know, we
isn't that cool?
Yeah, and when Rage Against the Machine came along, you know, we realized that they were doing something so different in putting the hip hop style of delivery together with the rock, the metal, the heavy side of, you know, with you know, these fucking great players all as one, you know, doing something completely different. But we could see that there was a hip hop sensibility about it, and we were big fans of it. And you know, so we were all big fans of each other and always supportive, and we played each other's you know, like we played with each other on festivals, and we played you know, some of each other's, you know, like benefits and whatnot, you know, in the past, you know, with Cypress and Rage and, and Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine. We've all like worked together in some form in the past, so it just sort of made sense when it came time to do this. We just didn't know if it was going to actually work till we played, because you know, it looked good on paper, but you know, we didn't know if we actually had any chemistry until we got into the rehearsal space and started, you know, knocking the songs out and getting a making a chemistry together, and it actually worked. And you know, it was pretty nerve-wracking through the process in the beginning for me to, you know, fill the shoes of you know, Zach's vocals, and then, you know, coming in and making some new stuff that, you know, would stand side by side with that, you know.
Yeah.
So there was, you know, some pressure there, but, you know, it was fun, and the feeling that we have when we play together is amazing. So, you know, I think we have a great vibe and energy and chemistry that we put down, and it led us here.
Historically, Rage Against the Machine and Public Enemy have been two of the most political popular acts in American history, I'd say. And was it a little bit nerve-wracking for you to sort of step into the strong, heavy political lean that those guys have sort of been running with, you know, ever since they started? Or have you always had that sort of political interest?
Well, you know, with Cypress Hill is definitely a different brand of music in terms of the type of politics that we talk about. It's not so, you know, outright the way Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine has been. You know, we hit it more on a, you know, obviously on the cannabis level. It was very political, you know, because we were always advocates for legalization. And you know, but we...
Oh, now you mention it. I did see that when I think back. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that, and then, you know, we would talk, you know, about police brutality and things going on in our neighborhoods and stuff like that. So it was a different form of politics, not so much in your face like PE and
well, like you mean like you are now, you know, like you are now in Prophets of Rage, which is right in your face.
Yeah, but I was always a fan of it, you know. Yeah. I was always a fan of Public Enemy and the message and the awareness and the consciousness and, you know, uplifting yourself and all that. And, you know, and I was a big fan of KRS-One, who was also, you know, speaking on the same types of subjects and content and whatnot. So when Rage Against the Machine came along, I was a fan of that because that fell right into that ilk, even though it was it was heavier in music form. So when it came time to come into this, you know, it just felt like natural for me because I've been a fan of that music, you know, since day one, you know, on all aspects of it, from metal music, you know, before I got into hip hop, you know, before I even knew what hip hop was. I was listening to metal and rock and all that.
Cool.
So it just you know, it felt like a natural transition. Although I can't sing, I can put it down.
Yeah, but you know, there's not many people in the, you know, the combination of you and Chuck, you know, taking over Zach's role and, you know, as fronting some of those songs is pretty sweet, man. It's pretty bang on, you know, like the combination of both you guys doing that is, because he's a hard guy to imitate. He's a hard guy to sort of, you know, not imitate, but, you know, he's a hard guy to sort of, those are hard songs to perform. You're doing it fine. Yeah, don't worry about that, mate. Don't worry about that.
It's, hey, the, it's an incredible dynamic.
The situation that the band originated from was the potential of Trump getting elected. He got elected. That must have been interesting. And you've come up with some great suggestions as to what's going to happen next. We asked a few people just before you came on about what they thought what's going to happen. Someone suggested that they're going to declare war on the moon. It's going to get ridiculous. There's so much fuel for the fire for you guys. Like, I mean, how do you even get through? I don't know how long you guys play for, but even a two and a half, three, 4 hour shows, you still could still be in between every song having a great big rant about something, couldn't you? It's really fueling your fire.
Oh yeah, I mean, every day is something new, you know. So if
which is kind of cool, which is kind of cool, but as an American, you must go at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, never before have we witnessed something like this, you know, but I mean, we're all along for the ride. This is what some people wanted, and
you make your bed, you lie in it, sort of thing.
Exactly, you know, we can only, you know, live and speak against what we see that's going wrong, and, you know, fight for the change and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, the people who made the decisions that put us here, you know, they're the ones that got to live with it.
Dave Chappelle says in his in one of his latest stand-up shows that it might surprise everyone. It might have hit such a rock bottom that the way up might be. This could be the turning point for America. It could actually be a really great thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it woke people up, I would say. You know, and that's a great thing. If you want to pull any positive out of it, is that it woke people up, because people were definitely tired of politicians and you know, the falsehoods that they put upon the people in terms of the promises they make and never keep. and people got tired of that, and he was the alternative, and he was he was able to capture those people and speak against the politicians, you know, and he actually became one. Here we go.
He actually became one, and here we go. Hey, we're really looking forward to Prophets of Rage coming to see us down here in New Zealand. It's going to be great to see you again. I can't wait to see the band playing live. Tom Morello, Tim Comerford, Brad Wilk, Chuck D, DJ Lord, and yourself, Be Real. Looking forward to it very much
indeed. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking some time out to talk to us this morning. I'll just get you to hang on, because I might just get you to see if you can do us a little favour. But thank you very much for talking to us. Be Real. Prophets of Rage are playing Spark Arena on the 20th of March. Tickets available from livenation.co.nz. That's the end of the breakfast show for this morning. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Sarah, for producing. Thanks to you for listening. And wow, BFM, that was Be Real. Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.